Shimpei Beis continues the list of things that are aser during Yimei Avelus, although this specific one, like some of the others, is aser also on Tisha B'Av and Yom HaKippurim. That's Shimpei Beis Isser Ni'ilas HaSandal Avol. The Isser for Lovel to wear shoes, and we're knowing that an Einin is not makbid on this, that during Aninus shoes are worn. As a matter of fact, by Ashkenazim, it's sort of the ceremony of starting Avelus, is that at the Pesach Faris, the Avel takes off his shoes and puts on his sneakers or goes barefoot, and that way begins, so to speak, the Avelus. I think by Sfaradim, the way it's so brought, the minig is not to take off the shoes till they get home from the Beis HaKfaris. Excuse me? Yeah, okay. I saw that brought as the minig. But it's Sfaradim not to do it till they get home. And by us, we make a whole... No, they wear the shoes. They wear the shoes till they get home. Ashkenazim carry the... Yeah, they put in the car, the way to the... They sell, they put the sneakers, and then they change the shoes there. If that's the case, then it's something of a question. But it could be they start at home. The Kabbalah of Elus, they start at home. When they were Chayviyah, they used to do it, but not at the Beis HaKfaris. In the Beis HaKfaris, they don't. It's a chiluf minhagim between the minhagi Ashkenaz and minhagi Sfarad. And the Shimpei Beis. Also b'nilas a sandal, but dafka shel oyer. This b'nilas a sandal is only a shoe made out of leather. The Gros says kamay b'yam akipurim. Aval bampalya shel beged, oy shel gemi, oy shel seyar, oy shel eitz. If a person has shoes made of cloth, reeds, shel seyar, I suppose means felt, oy shel eitz, or wood, mutter. The word shoe refers specifically to leather. Today there are many sneakers that are made out of cloth that have some type of leather covering on it. And it seems here from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that that's aser. I know Rav Palm used to tell people that if it's only decorative, it's not a problem. A lot of the fancy sneaker companies have cloth, and then they have leather as a decorative topping to the sneaker. And that's also, it says mechupa ar, it's talking there about straps that used to hold the shoe on, so it's part of the shoe. So that's mechupa ar, that's also.
So comfort has nothing to do with comfort.
Well, that's here is a tremendous sichsuch in the Achrayim. What exactly the gedarim of nilas sandal is? There are a couple of very confusing things in regard to the Isra of Nilas HaSandal. Number one, the fact that Yidden were mezalzel in the Isra Nilas HaSandal for a long period of time. Today, where we have sneakers that are just as comfortable, like if you're going to be mezalzel in something, it's not the right one to pick on because you don't really gain much. A lot of people don't wear leather anyway. But it appears very clearly from the Paiskim that this is something that Yidden were mezalzel on, say in Kilos Ashkenazim, in Sfaradim, in Sayan Tisha B'Av, and in Yom Kippurim. This was an area to go barefoot, was something that people were mezalzel in. The Mishnah Berurah writes in a very strong lashon about people are mezalzel, there are sidim liten esadin. So there, we're going to have that momentarily, and that's where the entire the whole seder to be mezalzel comes from that heter. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchis Tisha B'Av Siman Tuf Kuf Nun Dalid writes, "Bavaniseinu harabim harbe me hamoin makilin beisan nilas asando kalayim av kishiyoshvim bebeisan." Even if you're going to be mekel when you go in the street and there are goyim there and they're going to make fun, Aysam. So he writes that when they say the rabbi many amizalzel, and the Yalkut Yosef he brings this written a while ago, but he writes that there are people on amizalzel in Yom Kippur, and that his father Bavad Yosef said to call out that if somebody wears shoes home on Yom Kippur, it's considered carrying. Thank you. It's considered carrying because since a shoe is not a beged on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wear shoes. So if someone wears it outside of Yom Kippur, he carries like he's carrying his shoes, and he's, besides the Isra of Inui, which people will somehow make a lid, he's over on Chilul Shabbos as well for carrying the shoes. Well, many places I saw have Erevin, but anyway, that was done to...
What, isn't there some sort of heter on Tisha B'Av for people who go to work in the afternoon to hear if it's an embarrassment at work?
Oh, so that heter... And we're going to see here momentarily in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch. Let's learn a few sifim. There are almost no mafarshim here. It's just a few sifim of Shulchan Aruch. Let's learn them in succession. Beis chaya muteres lino kol amid yayim. A woman right after childbirth is allowed to wear the shoes. Neishat sina kashala. The main reason for wearing shoes was because of cold. And since Chaya finds it difficult because of the cold, therefore it's mutter. And the Shachir, it's Wadin Achayla, Mishesh Lemaka Baraglai, the Tzech and Su and Tafrei Shadal from Hilchas Yom Kippurim. Well, obviously, if you're doing it because it's cold, then if it's hot, there'd be no heter. I mean, if it's 90 degrees, then Nachinam. A gibel. Kosha Shem Yom doesn't mean Shloshim of Avelos, it means Shloshim of childbirth. The whole 30 days of childbirth, she's allowed to do it. Gimel, Kol Oda Mutalila Babakim Shesakonis Akrav. In a place where scorpions are found, it's mutter to wear a shoe. And Dalid, Oval Menuda Shayamahalchim Biderech. If an Oval or a Menuda, who also is not allowed to wear shoes, finds himself in a situation where he's traveling, mutar bedilas a sandal. While they're traveling, they can wear shoes. And when they arrive at their city, they take off their shoes. And if you're in a place which is many gaim, so there you're allowed to take it off. You're allowed to take it off right away. You're allowed to wait to take it off until a person gets into an area where there are Jews. So this is the heter, and this is the heter of Goyim Maligan Aleinu, that people are going to make fun, which is here in Hilchis Tisha B'Av, where it says, Avalu Menuder, this is Tavkof Nundalis, if you're Zion, Avalu Shahachim Bederech, Mutar Menilas Asandal, same thing, Shgil Yer Yachlaitzu, B'chein b'tisha b'av, b'chein b'makim shedar b'ein ein Yehudim, lo yachloif kim b'rochay v'yehudim b'chein nahagu. Mamish the same lashon there in Hilchas Tisha B'av. A very interesting chayei Adam. The guy, am I going to make fun? If they make fun of my yarmulke, I'm allowed to wear it. So what's the shot they're making fun? First there's an aruch, you shouldn't be ashamed if they make fun.
That's a normal thing.
So I think the idea here, why we matter, because they're maliga malenu. We had in general in all the inuyim, okay, we had that bathing is aser, but if a person has a sweaty part of his body, he's allowed to wash it. Laundering is aser. If you have a stain on your cloth, you're allowed to wash it off. Or freshly laundered clothing are aser, but big dezeya, the minig is to be makel. The inuyim are the certain level of inuy, which is the normal level of inuy, which is required, and when that level is beyond that, it seems that's an exception. Excuse me.
By
On Yom Kippur. Avail is not Deiraisa, no. Yeah, but not, I don't think Neil Sasago, okay, could be. But we mentioned last week, Avail is Yom Rishon is Deiraisa, but I mentioned to you that there are some Rishon will hold, it's only specific things. It's but the other Rishon will hold, it's other things.
Is there any now, it's muddy or rocky outside?
If it's muddy, that's part
that's
of the
Heter,
yes.
The
Tit Berefesh, that's what says
Mahal. It's when you get to the city, which is a pavement. That's when you take off.
Now, there are two very strange things about Nilas HaSandal that are uniquely strange. One is that Nilas HaSandal is an Inui, and Nilas HaSandal is something they do in the Beis HaMikdash. Am I sure Rabbeinu with the snare? And Yeshua, when he met the Maluch. So it seems to be something contradictory about taking off shoes. It's not. It's unlike all of these other things. It doesn't say in the Beis HaMikdash you don't wear freshly laundered clothing. But in the end, the Beis HaMikdash is a place where you don't wear shoes. And the whole Harabayis, you don't wear shoes. Those who want to go on the Harabayis today have to take off their shoes. And the same thing in the Makom Kaddish in general. So that's one sort of confusing issue regarding this. The second, which is more of halacha lemaisa, the confusion, is the heter we have to wear shoes nowadays. When do I think that we wear not leather shoes, but we wear sneakers or cloth or other such begadim, shoes. Very, very strange. This of wearing shoes is inui. A lot of people find sneakers more comfortable all week long. There are people who don't wear leather all the time.
There's a
Padamiris is one of the early tshuva svarim, and the Padamiris in Chelik Beis Tshuva Chav Ches, he screams about this. He says, you know, the Beis Yosef says you're allowed to wrap cloth around your shoe and go in the street, and he saw people they make shoes, and Lo Yoidi writes, they stick in something to make the heel higher, just like in a shoe, and they want to go with it in the street. And he writes, they'll go through Rishayim, and he holds that that's really usher. The heter of wearing cloth shoes, is because you can feel the ground through the cloth, or because you can you're less comfortable. And his taina is that there is a aspect of this din of inui, which inui means it's uncomfortable, and you're not satisfying that by putting on sneakers. That's the taina of the Panamiris. Now, as you know, the Minhag Olam is not that way. The Panamiris himself brings that this is an old taina of the Baal HaMor. He brings the Baal HaMor in Yuma, who screams against the Rif and the Rosh, who say this heter of wearing shoes, that what heter wear shoes? You corrupt. The Gemara says a lashon of Ampaloi Shalgemi, but that's reeds. You know, lots of reeds. Reeds are or Shalsham. I don't know what Sham is, but it talks about things that he says are have a different comfort level, and not something that's very close to wearing shoes. This is his taina, and logically, I think we all know that it's something of a taina, and yet the minhag olam is to be makel. So I'd like to read to you the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, it's interesting. In Hilchus Tisha B'Av expresses himself one way, and Hilchus Yom HaKippurim, which is certainly more chamor, expresses himself very differently. In Hilchus Tisha B'Av, where it says Nilas Asandal Dafka Shal Ara V'Shabegim Shalais Shal Sham V'Gemi Muter Shalais M'Chupa Bar Asa, almost word for word the same lashon that we have here. The Mishnah Berurah says Afa Gav DeBegin Al Raglai, even though it protects your foot, v'gam osi b'tzuras minol mamish, shari, the loy nikwa minol ella shel ar. It's not called a minol unless it's made out of ar, and that's the whole thing he says. It's not really much of a problem. He's saying that loy nikwa minol el shel ar, it's sort of a kabbalah b'yadeinu, that a minol is something made out of leather. Look at Yom HaKippurim, though, he's a lot less benevolent on this topic. In Tofresh Yud Dalid, Here we're talking already about what is likely in Issa Deraisa. As you know, there's a question of the Chamisha Inuyim is Deraisa or Drabanan on Yom HaKippurim, eating and drinking, and Malacha is certainly Deraisa. The Rosh says in the beginning of Mayakatan that it's in Mayakatan, he says the same thing about Cholamayid, that certain Deraisas were given to the Chachamim to give Gedarim to. He writes that about Malacha and Cholamayid is Deraisa. It was given over to the Chachamim. He says, Yom Kippur, which was given over to Chachamim to shatz up. So here, once again, the Shulchan Aruch says, in Tafei Yudal Tzafeis, Asa Linol Sandal Shal Minol Shal Ar, Oy Minol Shal Ar, that you're not allowed to wear it. Filo Eitz Mechupa Ba'ar Asa Aval, Shal Gemi, Shal Ka, Shal Beget, Shal Sharminim, so here it says the Shulchan Aruch is pretty much exactly the same lashon, and again it says Achaya Kolei Alamed is mutter, and Machmas Akrav is mutter, the same as our Simon. Here though the Mishnah Brura has a very different tone. He says as following: Chen Yesh Machmirin. Shein she eloi lotzeis beminol ha'osi melevadim shekarin volik vasui kaminik minol shalanu. It's made out of sharminim, but it's made just like our shoes. V'megin ala regel v'einim argish klal shehu yachif. You ever had such a shoe? Not leather. You don't feel barefoot. That's all our sneakers, isn't it? That's what he's talking about. V'lav v'chal inuyu. So Mr. Brewer says, what kind of inuy is that? What's guma? It means gumi, maybe. I don't know. Guma is rubber. Okay. Vihine. Avshein limchais biyad amakilin. That's the belt today. Avshein limchais biyad amakilin. Shari b'shulchan aruch v'roi v'achrein amakilin b'zeh. Mekom hakein. Mishev shaloi nochin lahachmir b'zeh. V'leilach van poloi shal beged kenohug. You should better go with the cloth. It means socks. Okay, and tzarch latzis hachutza nachin yesi shum shel vadim ekalashin leimino sholar sheish from Issa Medina. Hashem kinei lushem rak chumra. So here he brings the tzad chumra very strongly. In the Sharetzin he says shari tshuva la'el tufkon nadal b'shem ha'ponim iris. He brings the tshuva that I mentioned to you a moment ago, and he says I am a gosach sam seifish akaser shadvarim lechainim. The sam seifish says that the ponim iris is right. So have some type of shoes where you could feel the ground through the bottom and you could realize that you're barefoot. I don't know anybody that's knowing this way. Maybe the Yechidim are knowing this way, but it's interesting the difference between Hilchas Tisha B'Av and Hilchas Yom Kippurim. In Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah Berurah Saisim says, Lo Yin Nikra, Minol Ela Shalar. Period. And when it comes to Yom Kippurim, he brings what's for him an Arichos of Machmirin, and that's some Seif is Machmir. And it's interesting, the Paramiris, he says, Ein Shain Shuvah, et Tufkof Nundali, which is Hilchas Tisha B'Av. And he takes it to here. So, I don't want to say Aloch Lamaisa, it's certainly the Minig to be Makel. Maybe not, just not to overdo it. I don't know. People.
We sit on low leather chairs also.
What?
The rub of the community wears like something very disyonish.
Who notices what shoes the rub wears? Who notices? It's, the ladies, maybe. You know, the men.
The
ladies.
And you have to be on the stack, just wear socks on your whole kipper.
Okay. I also wear socks all Yom Kippur. So, what? I'm trying to tell you. No, but it's the emphasis is it's a very difficult, thing. Even just logically, imagine you meet a friar. He says, "Why are you wearing sneakers on Yom Kippur?" So on Yom Kippur we don't wear shoes. So I guess it sounds like you want to look like a tramp. You know, but you say it's Inui Haguf. Very, very hard to explain.
There's
I mean, the cloth is more comfortable. You say the sneakers are more comfortable than the shoes. So that's a problem. You know, you have to take them, you have to look under the label if it's man-made material or it's leather. It's a very strange thing. So I'll tell you. The what?
It's a hacker. It's not so yet from the Jews. See us walking with sneakers. It points out to this Yom Kippur that they have to do something too.
Maybe. I don't know. The it's a teretz. It could be. There are two points to be made. One point is that you have to remember where we're coming from. We're coming from the Pleiskim 100 years ago that complained that the Hamayinam wore leather shoes on even Yom Kippur, so we have Tisha B'Av. We're coming from a place where the Olam was very makel. Mishabura is 100 years ago, and he writes that by saying, "Oh, Rabbin, people are very makel." So sometimes you baicha harabim miyuta, you know, it's at least that they have a shita to be saimachan. Ma'isa lashan shulchan aruch is this way. So it could be that this kula evolved to become the accepted standard to wear sneakers because it's just better than the alternative. The hamaynam was mekel, people were not going barefoot, and therefore better to be mekel like a shita that has a source. Than to leave people with their nisyanis. But it could be also there's a second totally different reason. A lot of the things that we can't understand about Minhagim and Klal Yisrael, some of them have no source, some of them come from Kabbalistic sources. I know that for years we were matmiya about the way people spell the name Pinchas. Most people think Pinchas is spelled Pei Nun Ches Samach. And it's not that way. It's spelled Pei Yud Nun Ches Samach. What? Yeah, if it's a Chirik Mole, it's a Tua Gedaila, then it's Pinchas. So you try to call somebody Pinchas. Yeah, if you look at their letters, it also has a Yud. But never doesn't have a Yud. You're not going to find a single place where it doesn't have a Yud. It's very strange. You take out a Chumash, on the top of the page it says Pinchas without a Yud, and in the Chumash itself it says Pinchas with a Yud. So it's always very strange to me. I don't understand it. And I know if Palm somebody signed a Ksuba without a Yud, he told him to stick in a Yud. You know, like sign your name right. And then I found in the Shemus HaAnoshim, in Ebenezer Meluchas Gittin, there's a section, Kufchav Tes, Simon Kufchav Tes, which has, says Shemus HaNashim, Shemus HaNashim. It has, for the purposes there, for Chesgitin, we use it for Chesgitin as well, the correct spelling of different names, especially the new names that are not in Tanakh. A name in Tanakh, you spell like in Tanakh. The new names, you spell the way it says in Halacha. It doesn't matter how a person spells it. Certain things, it says, there are two ways, you go by the way the person spells it. But the many names, you don't go by the way a person spells it, you go by the way it's supposed to be spelled. Now, there's a footnote, I don't remember from who, it's not the Beis Shmuel himself, the Beis Shmuel wrote to Shemus HaNoshim, there's a note on the bottom, that those who signed their name Pinchas without a Yud, it's Al Pi Tami Kabbalah. Don't ask me what the Tami Kabbalah are, I don't know. The reason I'm saying it is, there are many Minhagim in Klal Yisrael which came from communities that are Tamei Kabbalah for things, and the Zohar, you know, he writes very often, if you do this, you know, you'll fall off the roof, or you know, it says all kinds of terrible ancient, so it scares people. So Mimela, it took head and achiza by Klal Yisrael. In the case of shoes and going barefoot, there is a whole list of Mekairais al pi Kabbalah. Not that I know any of these sources, but in the introduction to the Mazar HaMafairish on Yom Kippurim, the Mazar HaMafairish has excellent introductions in general to all the Yomim Tovim, and there he brings from a number of sources. I remember the Bnei Yisoscha as one of them. The spelling of Yisoscha with two sins comes from Bnei Yisoscha, right? And Rabbi Yehuda writes, when he was in Poland, he writes that if they would have had a get written Yisachar with two sins, he would have passed the get even b'di'evet. But when he came to Czechoslovakia, he sees many Anayim this way, so he doesn't pass on the Gittin. But the name Yisachar, if you called Yisachar is one thing. If you called Yisachar, then you're supposed to spell it with one sin. That's the correct spelling. So I once had an incident with a boy in my shir. His family was very nervous to chasen should go right. They had me fill the ksuba ahead of time. So his father, who you know, is Yisachar Doiv. So he called me the night before the wedding. He was looking over the ksuba. He says, "You spelled both my names wrong. Yisachar with one sin, and Doiv without a vav." So I told him, "Do me a favor. Go to your oldest son, Rav Palm did his ksuba, and see how Rav Palm spelled it. And you'll see, Rav Palm spelled Yisachar with one sin." So that you hide behind Rav Palm, you're safe, right? And this he could check. So he felt a lot better about it. So so he suffers with one sin. At any rate, so getting back to here, that was a little complicated. But the my point is that there are Tamei Kabbalah. Now the way it's explained in the Masa Mefarish is the following. We have an idea in Halacha that shoes are not chashuv v'begadim. Now go tell this to the ladies today. But they hold that shoes are not chashuv v'begadim. Halacha. It says, what? It's not a beged? It's not a beged. In Hilchos Shabbos,
so why does it say that a person should sell all his belongings and buy
shoes? Yeah, a person should buy food also. But it says a person should make sure to have shoes because without shoes is dangerous. Nevertheless, it says that shoes are not considered begadim. By Hilchos Shabbos, the Magen Avraham brings that even though it's a mitzvah to have big day Shabbos, but Shabbos shoes, he says, there's no meaning because shoes are not pagodim. Shoes have no chashivas, they're not pagodim, they're just to protect your feet. And we find the same thing in the halachas of the 3 weeks, where we have a meaning not to buy clothing during the 3 weeks. The Mishnah Berurah has a lashon in Tuf Kuf Nun Aleph, Sivkot Mem Hey. Begodim she'inam chashuvim kol kach, she'in tzarech levarach aleim shechiyanu, kegoy menalim chadashim b'kiyaitze behen, mutal l'knaiser l'levay shah mishivasa betamis adresh chaydish. So, it says this idea that shoes are not chashuv begodim. Now, I try to convince my daughter that shoes are not chashuv begodim. Who looks at your shoes? They look at your face, they look at your shoulders. Who looks at your shoes? I hear what? It's the smallest thing, the shoes. Okay. Well, the reason what? Oh, good. The reason that's brought is that Rus. That's right. The reason that's brought, it was many years ago. Is that after the curse of Arura Hadama Baburech, that the earth was cursed because of the sin of Adam and Chava. So then, well, they didn't wear any clothing before then, but there's a derech that you don't put your feet to the ground. You wear something between your feet to the ground because the earth was cursed because of you, so there's a harchaka between the human being and the earth under him. Mashiach Kain, in a place where the Shechina is, the Beis HaMikdash, or in the by the snare, in a place where there's a gilui shechina, so that's like lemaila from the original sin of Adam. So there's no arur Adam and bavureh. So there, a person goes barefoot. That's the reason that's brought. What does that have to do with leather? So the reason that's brought in leather is the following: that leather is made of the skin of an animal. And the Adam HaRishon originally didn't shecht animals to eat. It was only later, actually after Noach, not after the Chait, that Adam had a right to shecht animals to eat. So that the leather somehow is also a symbol of that original curse. It says in Halacha, you don't make a shechiyanu on any leather clothing. Any clothing made of leather, you don't make a shechiyanu, not only shoes, but even a leather jacket, because an animal had to be killed in order to get the leather. The animal didn't have to be killed, it could have died on its own. But the strimal, I never made. It's made out of...
It's
made out of...
Fur.
I don't know so I can't answer what they do about Shrimlov. But anyway, my point is that somehow the leather with the earth, with the feet, is somehow something to do with the Chet of Adam Rishon. What? No Shechianu on a fur coat, I guess not.
Okay.
On tefillin, also not right. It's interesting, you're right. The Gemara that makes the chilek between shoes of leather and shoes of non-leather is Masechtas Yuma. It's in the sugya of Masechtas Yevamos, in the sugya of Chalitza, the last parak. It talks about chalitza, and it says there a chilek between shoes of leather and shoes not of leather. And there it says the same thing for Yom Kippurim. It brings Yom Kippur in, Megabe there, and there we use only leather shoes. Yeah. There's a tzavas of Yudah Chassid that the shoes of a mace should be thrown out. And that's the minhag ha'olam, at least by our circles, is that even though the clothing of a mace you often give to a tzedakah, or you have to give to a tzedakah, children could wear clothing of a nifter, but shoes of a mace are thrown out. That's the tzavas of Yudah Chassid. The Igros Moshe has a tshuva on it. And, you know, it's a little amusing, I shouldn't say amusing, Sir Moshe, but it's a little funny to read Rav Moshe's take on a Kabbalistic idea. Sir Moshe says, why should shoes be different? He says, well, maybe because he had a disease that is communicable and there are germs in his shoes. Sir Moshe says, so they have a meaning, any shoes he wore when he was sick. If you have shoes that he never wore during his illness, Sir Moshe says he could be meikle. That's what he says.
Something that says, because the shoes are the mess, because it's going to take you out. If it takes you out, also you follow the following.
So well, that would be a good reason not to wear shoes. I don't know. And why the shoes more than the jacket? I don't know. Footsteps. I don't know. So I don't. That Bakar, I don't know. But anyway, Lamaisa the minig is to throw away the shoes. What? Ramesha says that the shoes they didn't wear during the illness, it can be meikle. And it's a general theme that on Kabbalistic things, if you mishan a little, you can be meikel. The minhag olam is not that way. The minhag olam is to throw away all the shoes. I know people call me, they don't know anything about halacha and hilchos aveilus. Many people never learn. But to not take the shoes that they hurt. It's sakanas, you know, it's Kabbalistic sakanas. So what? How do you know? I don't know, I imagine that.
Someone yeah. told me the makor for that is when Ashmedai was caught by Ben Yoyada, so he laughed at this guy, he ordered a pair of shoes for 7 years, and he laughed at him. Why? Other things his kid will use, but the shoes are going to have to be thrown out, so he's wasting his money.
The shoes more than anything else. Okay. Right, the shaila with shoes comes up Erev Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos for Aveilim, and the question is at what point to change. The minig is Erev Shabbos and Ovel during Shiva gets up, so to speak, to prepare for Shabbos whatever time he needs for Shabbos. Now the minig is on Erev Shabbos, people ask, can they make an early Shabbos if they're during Aveilus, they're cutting their Aveilus short. So the minig is that we tell people if that's what you normally do, you could do it. To do a dafka, to cut a veil short, is not proper. If someone typically makes early Shabbos, so then he can make early Shabbos. Making early Shabbos is a mitzvah of Taisa Shabbos. So a person could do it to make an early Shabbos.
If
If they have to travel, they stop a few hours before. If they're home, they don't need a few hours. They need an hour, maybe half an hour, whatever time you have to put the house together and to change and to wash around a little bit. So that's the amount of time you need. The question is, what about the shoes? Until what point on Erev Shabbos can a person take off his shoes? So it's interesting. I think the minhag olam is you change the big day Shabbos, you change into your shoes. However, it seems in the Paiskim that it's not so simple. The psukim of Rabbi Yashiv, but they bring him a Shir Shabbos Kol Chasa, which you could look up. they bring here, they asked him when a person takes off his shoes Erev Shabbos. So he's Mekel. He said, Bizman hadlokis neiris mutter, ein tzarech lekabel olav Shabbos tchila. This is cooler was, when they light candles, a person could change into his shoes. He does not have to wait until he brings in the footnote from the Aruch HaShulchan, Samuch l'adlokas haneiris yinalu minalim, from Shir Shabbos Kolchasa, k'shahelach l'beis ha-kneses, yikabot chila Shabbos, yochaleilachim na'alayim. So it's pretty clear that even though a person has to get ready for Shabbos, he needs more time. It seems that he brings also Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuva Se'elef HaShlomo, Kol dini aveilus yachif yeshiva gabi karka akol noyig ad hadlokas neiris. There's no tzairot. You get ready for Shabbos. You got to get up and do things. But the other things are of Shabbos. He's not making. What? You should daven mincha. The minig is to daven mincha first, but you don't really have to. You can do hadlokas neiris and daven mincha like you always do. You mean to stira that you still daven mincha? How you makabel Shabbos? You're right. Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to daven mincha after Kabbalah Shabbos. It's interesting. In Eschat, a man and a woman, the women have a minig that the makabel Shabbos badlaka. He says men could be mekel, even though they're rishayim mohol. Not that way, but that's the pesach of the Mishnah Berurah. What about Mitzoy Shabbos? So back in Hilchos Tisha B'Av in the Ger this year on Tisha B'Av, it's Chalad Shabbos. So the Ramah says that Choltzim La'acha Baruch Hu. Say Baruch Hu and you change. In Shul it would be very disruptive, especially if you have a meeting of 10 people or 12 people, it's one thing. But in a Shul, for everyone to change is very disruptive. So what we do, I think most Shuls do, is we tell people before Shabbos Tisha B'Av that ideally you should bring your sneakers to Shul Erev Shabbos. And then when this man comes, say Baruch Ham Abdu Makadosh L'Chayel and change. We daven Mariv on Leil Tisha B'Av a few minutes later to give people a chance at home to wait till this man, say Baruch Ham Abdu, change into their sneakers and then come to shul. Because most people don't remember or don't want to start with bringing sneakers to shul. Now, the question is at what time you're allowed to take off an oval. Is allowed to take off his shoes during the Avelus. And
can he hold the Talmud?
So which man does he hold? So it's interesting because most of the yeshiva world, Paskins like the Gra, the Shkia is nightfall, but our Machmir for day races were Machmir like Rabbeinu Tam, that we don't do Malacha until whatever Rabbeinu Tam's man, 72 minutes or 60 minutes, whatever you hold, or 50 minutes, whatever you hold is this man. I don't think in our communities, anybody is makel more than 60 minutes. Even the shuls that daven 50, by the time people do malach, even Motzei Shabbos, it takes almost 10 minutes to daven maariv in most places. So it's usually 60 minutes at least until you do malach.
Ramesh's
lashon is to be mach. It's good to be mach 72 minutes. Hayol v'yotza mepume de Rabbeinu Tam. Since Rabbeinu Tam said 72. It's good to be machmir. I bein I reisi Ramesha striking a match before 72. It could be because he was matriach someone else in his house. Matzah Shabbos we used to daven mariv at 50 minutes, 51 minutes, 52 minutes. It was rounded off, but they daven mariv Matzah Shabbos at 50 minutes. When he got older, Ramesha didn't make Abdullah himself. I assume it's because he wasn't supposed to drink wine, grape juice. So he didn't make Havdalah. He had a Bacher make Havdalah right after Mariv. So after Mariv, I saw him strike a match. It was after 60, it was probably after 65. But I remember being shocked that he struck a match. I looked at the clock in his dining room and it was not 72 minutes. So it could be, Ramesha felt. First of all, Ramesha Bechlal held Minhag Grah in general. And secondly, he is going to be machmir on Yenis Cheshbon, that the other person will have to wait another 5 minutes on his Cheshbon. It could be that that's why he did it, but he couldn't let someone else strike the match. He did it. But Lamaisa, getting back to the topic, the point is that we're machmir for Dereisa like Rabbeinu Tam, whatever is man you hold. What do you do by taking off shoes? Here, is it being machmir to wait till the latest man? Or is it being mekel to wait till the latest man. So generally, we tell people the same thing. Whatever time you usually keep Shabbos, so Shabbos, that's what you do. People daven at home during Avelos. So whatever this man is, again, they could say Baruch Hu and kick off their shoes. Doesn't take long. But changing into Big Day Kriya is already more time consuming, more of a disruption. So if someone's an Oval on Shar Kroivim, not on parents, so he doesn't have to change it to Big Day Kriya. There's no halacha. He has to wear Big Day Kriya the whole 7 days. The minig is that you do. But so he can take off his shoes, say Baruch Hu, take off his shoes and daven. But well, as far as disrupting it, I don't think it's a problem. It's as far as Ovav V'imai, the halacha is Ovav V'imai. If a person changes, he has to rip the new beged. So Ovav V'imai, it just doesn't work that way. And so the minig is you say Baruch Hamavdil, and the Ovav changes, and then they make the minyan. It's interesting, they bring here an observing Rebbe Yoshev.
Before Baruch Hu,
He says Baruch Hamavdil before Baruch Hu. He brings the Tisha B'Av Shechol B'Matzai Shabbos, Harav Machmir Lachleitz Na'alayim Tekef B'Shkia. That Rebbe Yoshev was Machmir to take off his shoes right away by Shkia. Take off B'Shkia, I mean the words. He says that's on Tisha B'Av. B'Shabbos Hashiva al Harabonis on his Rebbetzin during Shiva. Yoshev Rabbeinu Akisei Rogel V'Lamid Hilchas Avelis V'Nalayim Baraglov Achatzi Shoh Lachar Ashchia, which was his normal time for davening Maariv, and then Nichtas L'Ched Estadi Cholas Analayim Lovish Beger Akarua Kol Zayis Kodem Baruch Hu Kibishik Kvaragi Man Seis HaShabbos. So that's what they write his Hanhoga was. The Ramah in Hilchas Tisha B'Av says Tavkuf Nun Gimel Cholzin Nalayim La'acha Baruch Hu. So it's not a din in Baruch Hu, it's a din in Baruch HaMavdil and being mafsik between one and the other. So what? And well, if he touches it, he has to wash it. We pass in the Yaakov Emden holds if you take off your shoes without touching them, you have to wash anyway. But we don't pass in that way. We pass. I'm sorry, it's not Rabbi Yaakov Emden. It's the Eilas Tamid. Mishapura brings from the Eilas Tamid that they're taking off shoes even without touching them. You have to wash your hands. But we don't pass in that way. Any shoes. Pashas because they tend to be dirty. And otherwise, if you can kick them off, you don't have to. Chasenish right. If you can touch just shoelaces, from touching shoelaces, you don't have to wash your hands. I'm touching the shoe itself. So I guess it depends how easy it is. What? Chasenish, yeah. So I don't know. I'm Aramakamani Loch. I don't know. Yeah. It could be by Tisha B'Av was more bitzina. Let's say right here on the bottom. Tisha B'Av was at home and so he did it and it was more fast, you know. And that's right. They untie the shoes, wash their hands, and kick off the shoes after. Not like the other time. Right. The that's okay. One last shaila of wearing shoes is a shaila. There's a general hashkafa here. Let me tell you first the shaila. An oval during Shiva, who's a balbris, either he has his own son he's taking into a bris. Or, there are three who are balbris: the Mayo, Sandik, and Aviyadim. So those three are considered to be Balei Bris. And Balei Bris are mutter in Inyanei Simcha. What about during Shiva? So later, in Shin Sadik Aleph, we have a halacha that even during Shiva, a Bal Bris, it says, Ovel Shu Bal Bris, Oymayel, Yilbish Bigdei Shabbos, Ad La'achar Hamila. Seems to lift to the Bris, not after the Suda. Mutter Likadeis Lamila Lechol Sham Im Hu La'achar Lamed. So that at a Suda, that's only mutter after Shiva. But Big Day Shabbos is mutter in all cases. The question is, even during Shiva, the question is if that includes shoes. Does that mean he's allowed to change into his shoes? He's not allowed to change into his shoes, so the Achrayim are kocha v'kocha on whether that includes putting on shoes. Today, it's not such a big deal because, like I said, we have respectable non-leather shoes, so it's really not such a big deal. The general question, when it says a sandik, or a Baal Bris is allowed to such and such, does it mean he should? Well, it means he's allowed to. There's a young man in my shir who's a mayil. He's got an excellent mayil. He's within a year of starting, he's used a lot. So he was a mayil during Sfira Seimer. So he said, I know there's a heter to take a haircut. Should I do it or shouldn't I? So I told him, I'm the sandik at that bris. I was wondering the same thing. A little funny to walk into a barbershop and take a haircut where all menhagim are aser. So I don't know. Does it mean you should? Does it mean you? So punkt, that Shabbos, or David Cohen, the Rav across the street here, he told me he has a bris to Shabbos, and he's a mayil. So he's wondering if you should trim his beard, he shouldn't. So I told him, Rav Cohen, you look awful. You should trim your beard. Yeah, not covered dick. You know, it was growing all over. I don't mean awful, but you could tell, you know, like, you definitely should. So I guess if it's a covered for the bris, you do it. If not, not. So you have a shayla, a novel teshiva, to put on shoes and not put on shoes. He's allowed to put on shoes for a bris. So I don't know. You know, in the olden days when you went barefoot, it was strange. Nowadays, where you have respectable shoes, I guess, why get into a machlokes?
Once he's coming out already, he might as well do everything because it's not funny anymore.
It's a taina. It's something of a taina. I think there's a night of Yehuda that the Tzitzit would bring it, who says something along the lines of what you're saying.
That, the same question if you're on a wrist on a fast day.
Yeah, the eating at a bris on a fast day is not such great shakes. When you read the Mishnah Berurah, it says you can Baal Bris can eat on a fast day, but you should pay back another day. You should pay back on a later day. On a regular bris, he brings Yesh Makilim. But he says you have to pay back by fasting the next day. So it's not worth it. You pay back and fast the next day. Okay. Anyway, that's Shin Pei Beis, Nilas Asandal. Hey, Im Tzarek Lichleitz Minol Bebesak Faris. Shin Kveis Tzbar Bissim Shinayin. Hey, Yashem Im Tzarek Leiluch Yachav Bebesak Faris Lebesai. Meisavi Vayimai. Veloi Nohag Risi Nayagim Kein. Okay, in those days they didn't have shoes. Also, Shin Pei Gimel, it's a quiz simon. Avolasa b'tashra shamita. So here, look what it says. What's a oval osir? Avol b'shar dvar kurva mutter. All the harchakis, his mutter. Fill me to ziga sakai, satsa samita, chasvan yodim raglov. Bein ba'velis dida, bein ba'velis didei. Avol chibuk v'nishuk yesh lahachner. So what's osir? Chibuk nishuk and bia. Those are Rasa. Chibuk and Nishuk by a Nida Adairaisa. Le Sikravu Legales Erva. The grub brings in the beginning of Kutsadike. That Le Sikravu Legales Erva, Chibuk and Nishuk, things that bring to Tashmish are also awesome in Atari by a Nida. So by Avelus, Tashishamita, Chibuk and Nishuk are Rasa. But the other Harchakis Amutu, Materas Lechel Imai Bekara. Umutalishan imai who bibigda vi bibigda miyumishum lech lech amrina nazira yesh lahachmir. As a caution, it's good to be machmir shalishan ima b'mita klal. It's an expression of the Gemara. We tell a nazir walk and walk, but don't go into a vineyard. Go around the vineyard, like we find by skar le karmel le sikra. So all right, so this is it's a halacha. It's not a difficult thing. What I'm not sure is on Yom Kippur. What dinim are noyig on Yom Kippur? The longer lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. My question is, Yom Kippur be a chibuk and nishuk haraser. What about darchakis? Does someone have to be noyig darchakis? He allowed to hand things to his wife on Yom Kippur. So it says, I'll read to you what it says in Mishnah Berurah. It says Yom Kippurim. This is Tafresh Tezvav. The mechaber Yom Kippurim also b'tashra shamita, basaliga beishtai. He now touch his wife kilu hinida. Chen asalishan amishtai b'mita. It says that on Yom Kippur you're not allowed to touch her, you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed, and Tashrish is us. Zokta Mishnah Berurah, this is on Lezel Shainai, Bein Belayla Bein Biyayim, Gam La Yarba Ima Bidvarim, it means Dvarim Shalchiba, The chay b'chol ha'pratush in this baru be yeredeach simakuf tzadikay. Lashon ha'ra Mishnah Berurah. B'chol ha'pratush in this baru in yeredeach simakuf tzadikay. It sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that on Yom Kippur you're not supposed to hand things to your wife either. All the archakis. That's what it sounds like. I don't remember. Look, when I was in elementary school, they certainly didn't teach this. So at what point should I have learned this? But I don't remember that the Hamoinam heard of such a thing. You're familiar with such a thing that all the archakis on Yom Kippur. So I don't know. It's what?
You don't need
on Yom Kippur, you don't need that in a safe way. That's absolutely correct. You don't interact that much. A whole day you're in shul, and okay. But that's what it's like today. Who's this? The Ben Ishchai? Ben Ishchai says, this is Yom Kippur, Lo yiga b'ishtei b'in b'layla b'in b'yayim, k'may nida, yishem b'layla dafka osa liga avol b'yayim les lomba, leizet tzayruch yesh lusmai chalam atirin b'yudvav, b'yizaru gamkein, so he says, "Makutzarech, if you make it by day and not by night. By night, I guess it's more common that you have a big bikiyus, yeshkei. So v'layla more than by day. Asif beis, v'medivar mamurim b'shar avelus, avol lemeis aviv shalchasna ima shalkala tragedy. When aviv shalchasna ima shalkala die before the wedding, this is the sugi in the first parak of Ksubis. Many of us learned it in yeshiva. Ubayel bilas mitzvah upayrish. There's a special kula for hefsid meruba. It's the lashon haGemara. Let me finish the machaber. I'm not going to finish it. Also, l'siyachid ima kol yudalig yoyim. Now, what's the case? Unfortunately, I have had a classmate whose parents, his father died on the way driving to the wedding, in the car accident on the way to the wedding, and he passed away. And they told the chassan that he was in a car accident, he's in the hospital. They didn't tell him that he died, and they had the chassana. It was, you know, it was yena chassana. And so the halacha is that you have shivus yemei mishta, and then shivus yemei avelus. The first night he's allowed to be bayalar, but after that, for 14 days, he's not allowed to be bayalar. Not only that, there also be yichud as well. Well, it's usually also anyway, okay, but even the 14 days is also. Boil bilas mitzvah upayrish. V'noig yishiv yimei aveh mishta, v'akach shivis yimei aveilus. Also l'syachin ima kol yudalad. Yayim elahu yashim ira anoshim, v'yishayna bein anoshim. Many places can understand this to mean you need an extra... It's not enough for a normal shomer. You need a shomer for him and a shomer for her. Kedisa b'simishin men beis. Avalim konas l'chupa v'silu imei amishtish loy v'akach meis loy meis. But to siachin ima kamay b'shar aveilus. V'hu shabal aval. Shivu shabal. Then yichud is mutter. Loy bal os to siachin ima kamay aval b'im b'chel b'im b'shams. So here, it's really a sugya unto itself, simishin men beis. But because the simcha is daicha, machnisa semes lecheder, and bebakim hefsid, we already learned that hefsid is meikel. Now the language of the Gemara is aviv shalchasan v'imai shalkala. That the le'alena, when this happens, it's only the chasan's father and the mother's the kala's mother. The Shas says already bisman hazeh, there's no difference one parent the other parent. You know, it says that the kala's mother used to help with the makeup. Today they hire makeup ladies, and it doesn't say what the halacha is, the makeup lady dies. But but anyway, so here it brings the fadiz in yana. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in which he says, Taka b'zman hazeh, there's no difference. The Shach says, Avim shalchasen, or not Avim shalchasen. The Shach means that you shouldn't be makel. Rav Moshe writes, b'zman hazeh, where people give. Deposits at caterers and they won't get their money back. As man said, it is a hefsid meruba. And Ramesh is mad here. It's not always that they want to, but Ramesh is makel to do it. Ramesh has a case where the wedding was Matzah Shabbos and Chasson of the Kala, I don't remember which one, became an oval on Thursday. And they asked Ramesh what to do. Machnisas a mace lecheder, not going to not bury the mace till Sunday just so he could do the wedding. It was Thursday. And the wedding was scheduled for Matzah Shabbos. So Ramesha told them, they said, just make a chuppah now, before the kfura. Make a chuppah, and you'll bury the mace, And Sunday and Matzah Shabbos, there'll be a big Sheva Brachas. It'll be like a chasna, you'll celebrate a chasna, but it'll actually be only a Sheva Brachas. I guess there won't be any chuppah. And you'll do it that way, and that way you'll be Yaitzah. But they came back, they said, there's a problem. The Kala can't go to the mikvah on Thursday. Her schedule was that she was scheduled to go to mikvah for the wedding on Matzah Shabbos, but Thursday, they couldn't do it. So Rav Moshe... Moshe Paskin to rely b'shas hadchak on, it's also a shach, I think, on a shach shita that holds that that you could be mekel even during the shiva to bury, start the shiva, and be mekel during the shiva b'hefse beruva to make the chasana, and to do it that way. Rav Moshe writes that it would be efshe to do it Thursday, it wouldn't be saimach to dasi achid, but since it's a vade shita and the rishayim and the shach paskin is that way, so say he was Mekel in that case. So Le'aleinu, these are, this is how it comes out. Alright, next one is Avolasa B'Talmud Torah. We'll get to that next one.